And the South African marketing industry and consumers may soon benefit from a clear code of conduct over the use of social media to advertise products and services. Now, last year, a number of these bodies of the marketing mix, as well as a relevant collective of industry bodies and stakeholders, drafted some guidelines for an advertising code of practice for social media. Let's see how this is all going to work. Gail Schimmel is CEO of the Advertising Regulatory Board, joins us now on Afternoon Drive. Gail, good afternoon to you. It is only after 4 o'clock. Thank you very much for your time on the program. So, Gail, we're looking at what some of the measures are that the industry players are hoping to introduce. Would you share that with us?
Okay, well we're quite a number. You know, obviously, I can't go into all the detail, but I think the biggest thing that is coming out of these regulations, and I must be clear that they are self-regulatory solution. This is not like regulations coming from government. It is a soft regulatory model that we're looking at like they do in other countries. But the biggest thing goes around identifying paid for advertiser influencer type content from editorial content. So in other words, when you have an influencer who says, I enjoyed my soft drink so much today, if they were paid for that, they should be identifying that they were paid for that so that the consumer knows this may be a genuine opinion, but it's not a genuine opinion that has just come out of the blue. It's something that they have been paid for. So it's looking at solutions like putting hashtag ad. That is the most common solution to this problem, that you put hashtag ad in your tweet and then you can, the consumer knows that this is paid for content, that the influencer has received something to do that content.
Similarly, for blogs.
You know, when the influencer has been paid to review something, been paid to go to the restaurant, even been given a free meal to go to the restaurant and review it, that's something the consumer should know, because that content is different from when a blogger happens to go to a restaurant and talks about it in their blog very spontaneously. Mm-hmm. And as consumers, we know that. We know that that different that content's going to have different influences on it. And we want to know which is paid for, which isn't paid for. So that is the biggest aspect of the new social media regulations in their draft form.
All right. Now, most people would listen to that and say, okay, what you're saying is reasonable, but most of us are able to distinguish or glean from looking at an advert that someone must have been paid to do it. Why is it necessary for that declaration to be so explicit?
First of all, you know, I'm not sure that so explicit is the correct terminology for putting hashtag ad. You know, mm-hmm. three little figures for it. But fair enough. I think the reason is, first of all, because not all consumers have the same level of education about what's going on with influencers. Some of us are very aware of influencer marketing. And the moment we see a tweet that seems to be an influencer type marketing, we know that that's happening. Not all consumers have that awareness. But also because it's getting cleverer and cleverer. And we are being taken in more and more by stuff that we think is genuine content, and then later on turns out to be influencer content.
Fair enough. Let's look at the issue of deceptive, false or misleading content. I mean, this is something, fake news, that we are grappling with all the time, and not just in South Africa, all over the world.
Yeah. So absolutely, this is a huge problem. Where these regulations come in, because the vision is that these regulations will be carried in the Code of Advertising Practice. So at the moment, it's looking at the advertising aspect. So these regulations are going to, they're going to apply to advertising content. And fake news is sometimes going to fall into that. It's sometimes not. It's often not. So this is not a solution for fake news.
Right.
Where it will come in is where you're getting clickbait type advertising. So it flashes a tweet giving you an article saying, learn how Joanne Joseph makes 50,000 rand an hour in her spare time. And then you click on it and it's actually something completely different.
Mm.
That would be misleading advertising, because you've clicked, you've responded, you wanted a particular service for that and you didn't get that. So that would be advertising. But fake news per se, that's going to be, have to be solved in a different way, which hopefully we will be part of that conversation. But as an advertising regulator, that doesn't fall squarely on our shoulders.
All right. Now that you have suggested these draft proposals, what's the next step in order to make them a reality? Do they go through a process? What is that process?
So they currently are open for comment, and people who want to comment must comment via the IAB. The IAB are the Association for Digital Advertising Agencies and Publishers, and they have really driven this process. So that commentary process is open. When that's finished, we will gather all the commentary. We will look at it, see what is valid, what we think can work, what won't work, do a second draft of the regulations. Then it has to go through a code review process within the ARB in order for it to be part of the ARB code. And that code review process will involve the board signing it off, and the board are representatives of the marketing association, the digital advertisers and the traditional advertising agencies. And once that has happened, it will be part of the code of advertising practice.
Right. And once it does become part of the code, if it does indeed, who polices these practices and what are the consequences for breaking them?
It will be the Advertising Regulatory Board, and it will be like with any advertising, that if you break the code, that your advertising will be pulled. It is going to be difficult because we're in a difficult space. It's social media, it's Twitter, it's Facebook, and these are areas where our enforcement is weak. It is difficult for us to enforce. I think that we will have the respectable brands, the ethical marketers who never have had a trouble with self-regulation, they will listen easily. We probably are going to have a challenge with some of the influencers. We have got input from influencer organizations, blogger organizations, as far as we can.
Yes.
And hopefully
have
we are respecting
Gail?
Something they want.
Right.
Sorry?
I was just wondering, how have they responded so far?
Yes, they have responded and they have taken part in the conversations. So, you know, so hopefully we're getting something that really is representative of what everyone wants. The enforcement is going to be interesting, and the IAB is going to be a big part of that, because obviously their members include a lot of hosts of digital platforms. So we're going to have to look at how we enforce that.
Gail, just one last question. Would this bring South Africa in line with the rest of the world as far as social media conduct is concerned?
Absolutely. This is something that is currently a challenge worldwide. And some jurisdictions like the UK have already got their codes in place, and our code is we have been very guided by the UK position. And other jurisdictions we see are in the same stage of the process as we are, draft ideas, draft jurisdictions. You know, the thing we want to avoid a very strict regime and a very governmental regime. For example, in China, influencers are having to register before they can be influencers.
Oh.
We don't want that sort of kind of draconian system here. Mm. We want a self-regulatory system, and hopefully everybody will buy into it enough that there will be no need for government to step in.
All right. Thank you so much for your insight into that story. That was Gail Schimmel. She's CEO of the Advertising Regulatory Board.